Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And after yesterday's nor'easter, the number of Long Island Power Authority customers still without service swelled. According to Newsday, there were 250,000 LIPA customers without electricity as of yesterday afternoon, 10 days after Sandy hit. The original number was 900,000 plus. Joining me now to talk about why it is taking that utility so long to get power back is Newsday reporter Gus Garcia-Roberts, who's been following that story. Hi, Gus. Thanks so much for joining us on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. It's my pleasure.
How many of those 250,000 customers have been without power since Sandy hit, and how many are new after this week's nor'easter?
Well, the way that we counted that was when the nor'easter hit, 170,000 customers were still without power, and the nor'easter added 90,000 when it hit.
And there's such a backlash, it seems, to LIPA and the slow pace of getting things back online and the fact that more people got knocked out. I mean, you can't stop a storm from coming in, and yet here we are. And it seems to me the calls that we were getting yesterday from Oceanside and other areas south of Merrick Road and just, you know, all of what I'm hearing, the way the governor is talking, and we'll play a clip in just a minute. It seems like of all the power companies in our area, LIPA is the one being tagged as incompetent the most.
Yeah, it's kind of public enemy number one out here in Long Island. I mean, there's a lot of at my office, pretty much everybody I speak to that lives out here either is without power or has a loved one who is without power. And they feel that that with the time that elapsed since the storm, that LIPA should have restored more houses. And also that LIPA is totally uncommunicative. That's the main complaint you get. You call them and you can't get through to their call centers. They don't tell you when they're going to restore power. So there is a lot of anger on this island.
They've actually asked that people not call, haven't they?
Yeah, they have made that request. It's confusing because the thing is LIPA relies on phone calls from its customers. One of the things that we showed in our story is that they don't have a system for detecting individual outages. They rely on phone calls from customers. I mean, right now with big blocks of homes out, they've been going to those areas. But as we showed, their technology lags behind industry standards. They one of our reporters actually went to the National Grid headquarters yesterday, which is the company that is contracted by LIPA to handle its operations, and saw that they were using paper maps and highlighters, and they lack a lot of technology that's available to track outages and to address them, but most importantly, to prevent outages.
Somebody told me dial-up internet at those headquarters. Did you hear that?
Internet, expired internet air cards on the laptops at some of the substations, which is what funnels electricity to thousands of homes. According to this report, a state report, they didn't have faxes or printers at times.
And what is that, Gus? Is that being cheap and money hoarding by a company that has a monopoly?
I don't know if you would say that. LIPA has a lot of debt, and but I do think that there are measures that they could have done, very cheaply, taking care of tree trimming for one, pole maintenance for another one. These are measures that don't cost a lot of money, but have been neglected, and. What we found was there was actually a report that came out in June 2011. It was requested by Governor Cuomo after LIPA responded so slowly to Irene. And in that report, it laid out all these recommendations that LIPA could be doing to improve its storm response. But what was really damning about it was that the report noted that in 2006, many of these recommendations have been made to LIPA, and LIPA had not put most of them into effect.
You mentioned utility poles. Poles? Did you say poles, Governor Cuomo?
Rotting utility poles.
We will get a clip of Governor Cuomo in just a second pouncing on that and the shortage of poles. But talk to me about – well, actually, let me put out the phone number for some of our listeners in Nassau and Suffolk on your experience with LIPA during this storm period, 646-829-3980, and especially if you live along the South Shore, because I think that's where the biggest problems have been. And I know there's been a big backlash it's south of Merrick Road, where there was a rule in effect that I gather has been suspended as of yesterday, that electricians had to come to each individual house and do an inspection before rehooking the power. So if that right. includes you or anything else you want to say, 646-829-3980 if you're in Nassau and Suffolk and dealing with LIPA since Sandy, 646-829-3980. And we have Gus Garcia Roberts from Newsday with us. Here's the governor now on that shortage of utility poles.
They ran out of poles, believe it or not. They ran out of poles. You know, poles are something that a utility company would want to have, you would think, right? You look at what a utility company does, it basically comes down to wire and poles and crews and trucks.
So do you happen to know, as a reporter, how they ran out of poles?
Reminds me of that Allen Iverson practice press conference talking about poles. In 2006, LIPA stopped and halted its pole inspection program. And this report that we studied, it didn't mention that they were short on poles, but they have neglected. They have neglected to take care of the poles. Which are now, as you see, you know, they're strewn all over the place because they were, some of them were rotting, and they were easily knocked over by the storm.
Is there a flip side to this of politicization of this for political gain by the governor or other officials? Maybe you don't expect a utility company to be prepared for 90% of its customers to go out at the same time, which is what happened in this storm because it's never happened before.
To be fair to LIPA, Sandy was a very unique storm system. And in their defense, they have said, you know, we could not have predicted the damage that Sandy would cause. But what we showed in our story is that, you know, it was predicted that this would be a worse storm than Irene. And one of the most stunning things in this report, I thought, was state inspectors, when they're talking to LIPA about this storm response, LIPA, they heard over and over again, according to the report, from LIPA employees that Irene was a once-in-a-lifetime storm, once-in-a-career or once-in-a-lifetime storm. And because of that, there seemed to be a lackadaisical approach to revamping their response to storms. And as we saw with Sandy, it was not a once-in-a-lifetime storm. It was last year. You know, it's been 1 year.
Let's take a call. Here is Diana in Manhasset. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Thank you, Brian. Love the show.
Thank you.
I have been a Long Island resident for my entire life, and the last 13 years on the North Shore, and have been involved in the community, actually. But what I'd like to say is that this is an infrastructure shortcoming that has been bred upon and built on a history of neglect and absence of responsibility for several decades, and that although Irene last year brought to the light that there was a lot of debris overgrown in everyone's backyards over power lines, very little has been done since Irene. And how could you? Because how can you erase 20 years of growth in basically 12 months? Homeowners need to understand that unless you have an army of LIPA people that no one wants to pay for, no one's going to go in your backyard and make sure that your lines are free and clear. That sense of responsibility is not communicated to your basic homeowner. So we're all in this together, and we can bellyache. I agree with Governor Christie. Frankly, it's easy to point to a villain, and LIPA has a lot to learn and a lot to improve about. But people have to realize that unless everything is done for them, they will get nowhere unless they help themselves as well.
So what do you think that actually means? Does that mean allowing their rates to go up more so that LIPA can do more infrastructure reform and have, you know, more employees to be out there on crews? Or what does it mean? And I understand what you're saying about personal responsibility and not just finding a victim. But what does it actually mean in concrete terms, do you think?
Your suggestion is of course appropriate, and as appropriate as it is, it will be roundly dismissed. It will not happen. This is a community that really does not want to pay for what needs to be paid for. That is the basic fundamental problem. And part of it is also, frankly, ignorance. This was the first home I ever bought. I didn't understand myself, living in an apartment in Manhattan, mm-hmm. that when you move to the burbs, you actually have to pay attention to infrastructure that's
right.
not inside your house.
Diana, thanks. I'm going to move on and get some other voices on, but thank you very much. Well, she would probably be in a minority of Long Islanders, Gus, but is that a serious conversation that she raises?
Well, you know, no, she raises a great point, which is LIPA already has some of the highest rates in the region, and Long Islanders
doesn't mean they spend their money.
They already pay high taxes, and they don't want to see their bill go up. So, she raises a very good point. The problem is, after storms like this, most likely, you know, they might not couch it as increasing the rates because of the storm, but LIPA is most likely going to raise rates again because of the cost of these storms.
Megan in Port Washington, you're on the air. Hello, Megan.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
So what we've found out, at least on the North Shore in Port Washington, is that we're getting more information from the crews that they've been sending out. And one of the things that they keep telling people is that these crews are waiting up to 2 to 3 hours before they're being told where to go to make the fixes and to do what they need to do, and that these are crews that are coming from like Ohio and Canada, and they, quite frankly, they've said they've never seen disorganization like this.
Interesting. Megan, thank you. Is LIPA actually already a creature of the state, Gus? Was it taken over by the state at some point? And while Governor Cuomo knocks LIPA as separate, does the state have some responsibility here?
It does. And there's one of the things is, unlike other utilities, there isn't regulation of LIPA, and there probably should be. If you want to see storm recovery get quicker, you know, you saw in Connecticut, the utility up there, after regulation, it actually responded much quicker to Sandy. I think that there are measures that the state can take. This may be the end of LIPA approaching. We talked about it after Irene, whether that would be the end of LIPA.
What would that mean, though, the end of LIPA? There still has to be a power authority that provides power to Nassau and Suffolk, and by the way, Far Rockaway, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, that's a good question, because what we had last time was the utility out here before had problems, and some people say that LIPA is basically that utility under a new name. And so that could be the fear, is if the hammer comes down on LIPA, it's disbanded, and another utility pops up. I mean, it could have the same facilities and it could have the same procedures.
Right. Just give me one thought on this issue of going house to house with an electrician before they hook up South Merrick Road. Apparently, they suspended that as of yesterday after a lot of blowback. But I could argue, and I'm ignorant in these matters, but I could argue that, on the face of that, that seems like a prudent safety measure,
sure,
because we know
sure
electricity and water don't mix. So
sure
if you have an electrician after a flood in this kind of a storm looking at every house, maybe that's just prudent. Why did they suspend it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it is prudent. What happened was... I mean, I think the biggest backlash was that it took LIPA so long to tell people that this is what had to happen. I mean, it took more than a week in some cases to tell people that their power would come on after they are inspected, which really frustrates people because they feel like there's no damage to be repaired. All you need is a crew to just come in and make sure that everything is safe, and then your power comes on. So I think that has been the main backlash against that.
Gus Garcia-Roberts, Newsday reporter, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Coming up next, $6 billion were spent on this election, and nothing really changed in the House, the Senate, or the presidency. We'll look at the biggest losers in the post-Citizens United world and how to make Election Day less dysfunctional. Stay tuned.